Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of EloquentOnline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and a long walk but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon up to Charleston, South Carolina. His name, Dr. Troy Hall. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Jason. You know, I've been thinking a lot about our discussion today for social media, and I have discovered that there are some specific things that are very impactful in social media that really could apply to everyday life.
Well, I'm glad. Are you going to share them with us?
Like, for instance, like the law of listening. That is very important, like in social media. Like, you have to listen, right? Because if not, you'd just be talking.
Exactly.
Unlike sometimes when we get ourselves engaged in discussions, we just talk. This is important to listen and to have some quality in what we're saying when we actually say things, and that we focus our message.
Absolutely. All that stuff
and
is absolutely
I'm anxious to see how our guest is going to connect the dots. This is going to be good.
Me too. I told our guest in the pre-show, which folks can hear, and this is one of those times, and I wish people could hear the pre-show. I don't know all the answers about social media. I told our guest today, I've been using it as long as everybody else.
You don't know all the answers?
I don't know all the answers, but what I do know is this. I do know the name of the show. The name of the show is The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand, Social Staircase, Social Stairway, South Carolina Federal Credit Union, Eloquent Online, XDI, three simple letters, our sponsor, X-Ray Delta India, XDI.com. Just go and check them out. Cool. And check out that video of the chili challenge and look at the enthusiasm that those people are experiencing by raising money, joining other credit unions, and making and tasting some great chili. Today we are talking.
Now that's the longest question in the series of this show. Can you go back to the original question? Like, tell us about the name of the show and if your brand were a band. Okay,
start there. Were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We do want you to leave your audience wanting more. And honestly, social media came into the banking marketplace. What you and I, and we talk a lot about generational stuff and historical stuff, you'd have to call it still recently. I mean, I still remember when I first heard about LinkedIn. It was at a Q's event at a ski resort in Colorado, Steamboat Springs, and someone said, are you on LinkedIn? And I was like, apparently not, because I have no idea what you're talking about. And it wasn't that long ago. It was less than a decade ago. And I totally agree with you, Dr. Troy. I feel like I'm at a point where I need to be convinced that we need more of it versus less of it in the credit union marketplace. So I'm very, very interested in talking to a real expert because I don't know everything. And so we have a real expert today.
Well, it's a good thing. So let's get to it.
Well, hey, folks, right after the break, Social Stairway. Join us. We're going to talk to Meredith Olmsted. She's going to talk to us about the super cool business that is Social Stairway, what they're doing to help credit union brands improve the use of their social media to make it more effective. We've got an amazing communicative medium today. Your brand can literally be held in the hand of your members. The smartphone was the game changer. It was the disruptor, since that's still someone's favorite word out there. We're going to talk to her about that and everything else, and we're going to do it all right after this. And because I have been there many times, I can tell you, joining us from the beautiful state of Connecticut, her name is Meredith Olmsted. Hey, Meredith, how are you?
Hi there. Hi, Troy.
It is so good to have you on the show. That's great. Yep. Hey, tell us about you and Social Stairway.
Thanks. Yeah, so my name is Meredith. I am the founding partner of Social Stairway. I started working in social media marketing in about 2012, but we kind of started really working with credit union clients closer to 2013, and then began turning down work with other industries a couple years later in 2015, focused solely on CU. So we are really, really dedicated to kind of bringing the best of online marketing, not just social media, really email marketing and blogging and kind of all the methodologies that go into inbound marketing, which includes social media, to credit unions. So that is really our focus. We're very passionate about it, and I love it. I love what I do every day.
Well, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the opportunities that credit unions have in the marketplace for social media. But first, I'm so intrigued by the name. There has to be a reason that you call yourself the Social Stairway.
Well, when we got started, we really were focusing on social media, and that was kind of, our emphasis. Honestly, too, because in digital marketing, a few years ago, social media was really kind of new and really breaking into a lot of industries. And so what we found, and what I've always found, is that my background in education helped me a lot with this, is that this is all very, very complicated, and there's a lot of moving pieces. And when I come to a novice in a new credit union or any industry, really, who's just getting into digital marketing, they get overwhelmed by all the different things that they have to try and do all at once. And so really kind of the metaphor or, the symbolism there is, let me just help you one step at a time. You know, we're just trying to get people kind of moving forward one step at a time, not trying to spread themselves too thin, not trying to do everything all at once, remembering that oftentimes in credit unions particularly, marketing staff are limited. You've got limited budgets to work with. You might often have one-person shop going on in a lot of mid-sized credit unions, where you've got one individual staff member who's trying to do everything. So you have to kind of be very focused and strategic. And so we want to help people do that one step at a time.
Okay, that's great. That makes perfect sense to me. And I thought that might be where you were going with it. So looking at that and knowing the challenges that credit unions have for social media, you know, sometimes when it comes to this sort of level of technology, in the very beginning, a number of credit unions shied away from it. And I think some of it's because maybe they didn't understand it. Not that I've done any research to that, but I think there was some confusion with it. So what are some of the things that credit unions have done well, or what are some of the mistakes that credit unions make? Whichever way you'd like to talk about that, to kind of give us a little bit of insight as to what are some of the right things to be doing.
Sure. Yeah. When you're adopting new technologies, sometimes in CUs, they tend to kind of come along a little bit behind some other kind of industries, depending on what you're talking about. But in this case, online marketing and digital marketing, it is tricky, and I think that there has to be some expertise. What I find is that a lot of times people think, oh, well, I use social media, so I must know how appropriately on social media. And what ends up happening is, people end up thinking, well, you know what, if we just post on these, if we just use these platforms, that's the same as marketing appropriately or using them effectively to get out a message of a credit union. And that's actually, completely not the case. I don't think that people are always going to make lots of mistakes in that sense, but they're not going to be as effective. They'll be getting distracted. There's just so much going on. There's so much noise on these platforms that you have to figure out. You have to be very, very thoughtful in how to break through some of that noise. So, I came up, when Jason asked me to do the show, I came up with about three things that I was really thinking are kind of ways that credit unions could improve, or things that sometimes I often see are places where changes that are made can make a huge impact in their online marketing for CUs. The first one is, and I think this one is kind of really kind of connects to what you were talking about in the intro, Dr. Choi, about the law of listening, and it's not being interruptive on whatever platform you're on. And so it's just like you said, this law of listening. Nobody wants to be, well, maybe some people do, but I don't want to be the person that's the annoying person at the party that does nothing but talk about themselves and never listens to what anyone else has to say. I mean, that's not going to get you anywhere. You're not going to be making friends. You're not going to be building relationships. You're not having authentic interactions with people. Well, it's exactly the same thing on social media. And that if you're interrupted on these platforms, if your messaging and what you're sharing doesn't fit on whatever platform you're sharing it on, you're going to jar users out of their experience, and they're going to unfollow you. They're not going to like what you have to say. They're not going to dig deeper into your messaging. They're not going to like your brand, or it's not going to have a favorable impression, you know, on them. So that's definitely the first thing I would say that CEOs could definitely think about when they're planning their content strategies and thinking about what they should be sharing on whatever social media platforms they're on. And also remembering, too, that the same things aren't appropriate on all platforms. So just because I share something on Twitter doesn't mean I should share it on LinkedIn. And just because I'm you know, sharing a funny meme on Facebook doesn't mean that it's always going to get great engagement on other platforms. So you have to make sure that whatever content you're sharing, you recognize that it may be appropriate for one social media platform but not for another one. So that's the first big thing that I would say. The second one is really to having a clear strategy with timelines and really smart goals that are specific, they're measurable, they're relevant to your audience, they're timely, they are attainable. You're going to be able to, you're going to be able to make it happen. You know, the average consumer might take, you know, 2 or 3 months to make banking decisions or changes. I mean, these kinds of purchases are big decisions for people. It's no little feat to go change your bank account or move your credit card from one
credit
card
right.
company
there
to another.
You've absolutely got that right. I wanted to. I had an issue for the first time ever in January, maybe February, where my debit card was used fraudulently. And the bank, they return your money right away, but you're absolutely right. It is I thought they should have issued smart cards, the chip cards, last year, and they didn't. They said they're working on it, but I've been with them since 1999, but you're absolutely right. It is difficult to change your banking relationship because, I mean, all my bills, all my household stuff is connected
absolutely.
To that. But before you get to your third point, I've got to ask you about something you said because I totally 100% agree with you. The concept of being interruptive. It is election season. That no matter how you feel about politics this year, I think it's cool that the President of the United States, President Obama, is going to be right up the road from me in Austin, Texas today at South by Southwest. No matter how we voted here in Guadalupe County, it's cool when the President of the United States is here in the great state of Texas. So because it is a political season, I have been checking lots of news in the morning. Real Clear Politics is my first website that I go to in the morning after I do my devotional stuff and things like that. And I have learned that the Washington Times always has this ridiculous Justin Boots ad. I don't wear cowboy boots, but it always interrupts the story. I have stopped reading anything from them. If I see them in the byline, I'm done. It sounds like credit unions, since they're part of this marketplace and the tapestry of social media, they may only get one chance to be interruptive that turns off a potential member for a long time. How do you help them avoid making that mistake?
Yeah, certainly. Well, I mean, and this is where, like, there's a big debate. I'll give you another great example, and where I kind of fall out, I'll lean towards where you are coming from, is that I have a lot of clients who do a lot of media buying in a variety of markets, traditional, digital, and otherwise, all over the place, right? And we have a number of people that are always going back and forth between radio and Pandora. And to be frank, I tend to still side with the more traditional radio experience because advertising and those kinds of quick little 15 or 30-second spots or a DJ that's talking about your products and services, it's not interruptive on a radio station. But on Pandora, which is a digital radio, which you would think I would be all over, right? I think advertising on Pandora is interruptive, and it doesn't feel as authentic, and it doesn't feel as interactive. And so for me, for my clients, a lot of times they'll go that route, but I will tell them, I don't like it. I feel like it's jarring
to
the user.
But Meredith, so people would ask the question, then how does Pandora make money?
That is how they make money. But they also make money, like, there'll be users of Pandora like me who pay $3.99 a month to not have a single advertisement.
Absolutely.
So that's how Pandora makes money.
Absolutely. And again, Jason, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She's speaking to the strategy. So her second point, in addition to avoiding interruptive messaging as the first point, the second point is having a clear strategy as opposed to, and it's not just one size fits all. It's not one message fits every medium. It's customizable messages based on what you are so that you can avoid the disruptive sort of concept. Meredith, is that what you're saying to us here? Am I getting that?
And also what you do is you use things like radio buys, which are still very, very expensive, very strategically. So what you do is you wouldn't – most credit unions are not going to be able to afford to have to pay iHeartMedia to have a DJ talking about their products and services all year long, even if you've got unlimited – it's a huge marketing budget. It's astronomically expensive. But maybe you're running a special or you're running a promotion in Q2 – for a home equity loan, and you want to break off a little bit of your traditional marketing budget for 2 weeks of a DJ, you know, talking about applying for a home equity line for his own home or whatever that messaging happens to be, and then you couple that piece of traditional marketing with a very strategic, larger, you know, quarterly promotion going on social media, on email marketing, with a landing page. Maybe you do a social media contest, all of it kind of around that same topic. So that's where you can kind of combine, you know, traditional pieces of marketing with the digital inbound marketing that we love and that we do for clients.
Very cool. Very cool. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're visiting with Meredith Olstead of SocialStairway.com. You can find their website right there on the episode page. His name is Dr. Troy. My name is Jason Dias, and we're going to be right back with Meredith right after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my voice. I'm a woman, man. No time to talk. Now, there's a debate, man. We're talking about election season. There's a debate that people have been having for many,
now,
many
there
years.
Is interruptive messaging.
There
now,
you
that
go.
That would be interruptive
now,
messaging.
See,
there you go.
That's why he's Dr. Troy. That is why he is Dr. Troy. We could always go with the wild cherry.
We could, and maybe we won't. So
we won't.
Okay, so Meredith, we have done a terrible job. We have disrupted you from your three message points. So,
that's okay.
So can you quickly recap one and two, and then tell us number three?
All right. So if I had to really summarize three big mistakes or three ways that credit unions can really improve in their online marketing and social media marketing and is number one, trying not to be interruptive. So making sure that the content that they're sharing is appropriate and that they're not just talking about themselves and not just broadcasting their message, but that they're being authentic, that they're trying to build relationships. So really making sure that they fit in with whatever platform that their content fits in with the platform they're sharing it on. The second one is to have a clear strategy with a clear timeline, with SMART goals that are measurable, that are attainable, specific, timely, all those kinds of things. Keeping in mind that, you know, consumers often take not days but months to make decisions around banking, and so you have to adjust your strategy accordingly. And then the third one is, and I think this is a big one that I'm always running into, is the prioritizing of this medium of social media and of just digital marketing in general, and making sure that you have a budget that is available to help promote your efforts on these platforms and in these spaces, and that you're putting ad dollars behind all of your efforts. And there's a couple of things I want to mention with this. The first off is that, you know, credit unions will go out and they'll build a branch for millions of dollars, right, even though people coming to branches is on the decline. But they'll think of that branch as an asset. But then when you look at maybe making a smart website or revamping a website and spending $20,000 or $30,000, that's seen of as an expense, not an asset, not something that's really a priority for a lot of credit unions. And that's really, you know, that's kind of where I think credit unions need to maybe adjust a little bit and start thinking about their website also as an asset. I mean, you know, thousands and thousands of hits, hopefully, a month to your website. It needs to be a piece of digital property that is working appropriately. And I think that that's extremely important for credit unions to remember. So that's the first part of that, is making sure your website is really, really functioning well. And the second part of it is more social media focused, that a lot of people feel like, or a lot of credit unions think, that they can just go on and start sharing on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, and that people are going to, everybody's going to see what they're sharing. But what we call, or in our industry, organic reach is way, way down. And that is that this kind of a, these are kind of pay-to-play platforms nowadays. So again, it's all about priorities and remembering that you are spending a ton of money on direct mail. If you take even a portion of what you would spend, what a traditional credit union would spend on direct mail, and redirect it to Facebook ads to support the content that you're sharing on that platform, for example, you get tremendous bang for your buck. It's much cheaper. You get a much lower cost per 1,000 impressions than you would in other areas, and it's highly, highly targetable.
Wow. Well, listen, even though I consider myself a pretty tech-savvy person, I keep notes on the show on a 3x5 card using a pencil. And you said some things that are absolutely spot on. We are 20 minutes after the hour. Do you still have a few minutes to spend with us?
Sure.
Okay, good, because I wanted to ask you one last thing before we get to our last question. I was going to use the example that I think credit unions, or any banking brand for that matter, is like a song on a playlist. People listen to it once, then they move on. I check my balance in the morning, and then I move on. What it sounds to me, what you're saying, is you've got to find the right moment to interact with people, whether you're calling it digital marketing or social media, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, wherever, Instagram. I guess my thing is what you said, organic. They just changed all the metrics on Blog Talk Radio. It's all about organic growth and how many people listen to the entire show and how many people check out after a certain amount of time. But what you said about direct mail, we talked about this in the pre-show, the concept of deconstruction. If we had a new credit union president last week, and I didn't get to ask him a question like this, but if I were made a president of a credit union today, and I was asked, should we spend money on direct mail or social media marketing? Without hesitation, I would say social media marketing. Is it time for credit unions to stop sending out little, 5x7 cards? I still get them from my old credit union. Is that a waste of money?
Yes. I mean, the easy answer is yes. I mean,
all right.
We're just running a campaign for a credit union right now in Massachusetts, and we did, and it's, simultaneously, we're running two different campaigns for them. One of them was driven by direct mail piece that they were sending to a new market, and the other's been driven by an inbound campaign that we ran around budgeting. We created a budgeting ebook, a budgeting video for people to go to learn how to make a budget. We're doing ads on social media, as well as supporting it with emails to segmented portions of their members. The landing page that was linked to the direct mail piece got 8 submissions. 8. Okay, this was sent out to thousands of people. And the,
wow.
And the leads right now for the inbound marketing piece that we have right now, leads. Now these are marketing leads, not just people who viewed it, but actually people who are downloading the ebook, watching the videos, interacting with the blog, showing us that they're interested in budgeting and potentially opening new accounts. We're well over 300 to 400 at this point.
Hmm.
So the two, and then, so these are short little, short campaigns that are just running for a quarter and maybe running into next quarter. These are not huge numbers, but again, these are focused and very well-targeted portions of their membership and that are, hopefully going to lead to new accounts and some increased revenue. So it's really,
and Meredith, No, I'm saying I'm happy to hear you, talk about this and to actually bring light to this because, Jason is now newly converting into the social media world here.
Yes,
because
finally,
this was the
finally,
gentleman who was
right?
like, he was somewhere into some sort of sphere over there. And I have talked to him a long time about social media and about the reason why it's important and valuable.
Yeah.
And in addition to being engaged in it as just simply saying, okay, well, get your feet wet to get started, I think what you have definitely demonstrated is that a user is not an expert user is just somebody who is actually using it, and that what you need is to provide some expertise in what you're doing. And so in looking at those ways in which you've done it, you actually are saying you have to look at it from a variety of perspectives, not just one-sided. And And I think what happens is people tend to do what they're comfortable with. So direct mail is something that we've done for years and years and years, and everyone's
still
comfortable with it. So they still kind of do it. They still think that sending a little notice in the mail makes you want to do something, but it doesn't. What makes me interact is when it comes to my phone and I can touch it and it comes to life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, mobile is key. Mobile is, if I was going to say anything, I know Jason asked me what I think was going to be happening with social media, you know, 2020. He was saying maybe we would discuss that. You know, I think that really, no matter what happens with the different platforms, there's some things that are always going to be the same no matter where you are. And it's all about being authentic, which, to be frank, is much easier for credit unions because they're authentic already. Wow. They already care about their members, which is why we only work with credit unions, because that it's so much easier to work with only credit unions, because what we say, what they say and what they do fits so well on being and showing off their authenticity online. But being authentic, being entertaining, being useful, and just making sure that, you know, as we go forward and as social media evolves, those purposes are still going to be there. That's still going to be the driving force behind any new platforms that are going to come up or grow. And no matter what we call them, what their names are, you know, you're still going to have to be developing relationships and being real with people. And that's the key.
Well, Dr. Troy used the terms honest and earnest. He said they're not the same, but when they're used together, it is very, very powerful. You've talked today about putting them in the right non-interruptive place. Fascinating conversation, Meredith. I really did come in here as a skeptic and had not really considered the concept, again, of deconstruction. Just do away with your direct mail campaign. Still do your AM radio ads, but maybe do away with your direct mail campaign and put that money into social media marketing. Very, very cool. Dr. Troy and I could talk about social media all day because it is inherently generational, and generational stuff is the key signature of the show. But before we let you go, we always like to end with a fun question. And the good news is when Dr. Troy and I review this show, we're going to talk about things we wish we had talked to you about, but we can always invite you back. But we want to end on a kind of just kind of an off-subject thing. When you're not at work, when you're not helping credit unions figure out the marketplace that is the social and mobile and digital marketplace, what kind of things do you enjoy doing?
Well, I've got three kids, and I like to exercise and read. We go to church. I love live music. I think last year, I especially like live music when I can go with my 11-year-old. Last year was Taylor Swift. And which was a very big time. Yeah, we loved it. It was a great time. And this year we just got tickets to Mumford and Sons. So she and I are going to go with my brother-in-law this year. So we're looking forward to that.
Awesome. Hey, folks, before Dr. Troy closes us out, if you are listening to the show live, as many of you are going to lose the feed in 1 minute and 13 seconds, but you can listen back to it in its entirety anytime using that same link. Hey, Dr. Troy, final thoughts, and say goodbye to our awesome guest.
Meredith, thank you so much for being with us. You've reminded us that using does not make you an expert, that there is a difference between using something and actually strategizing how it can be effective. Wrapping up on those three points, avoid interruptive messaging, have a clear strategy, and prioritize your resources so that you can make the most of what you're doing. I really appreciate you providing those three easy steps to your stairway, to your social stairway. Thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr. Troy. It was a pleasure. Happy to come back anytime.
Thank you, Doc. I mean, thank you, Meredith. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Talk to you very soon.
You can thank me, too. Thank you, too, Jason. You know, I love it when you thank me.
I love it when a show takes a completely different direction than I might have thought it would. Very, very interesting. Hey, we're taking the week off. Thank you, Dr. Troy. I got the week off. Dr. Troy, your salary when you got your PhD, it increased by 100%, right? I mean, so you don't mind taking...
Based on what you were giving me before, tripled, quadrupled. Yeah, that's right.
Right,
yeah. Four times
right back,
zero is still zero.
Right up to zero. Very, very good. Yes. Hey, folks, we will not be on the air next week, but you need to listen to this show and share it with your friends. This has been The Power Performance, the show that asked the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Taylor Swift is a social media giant, and so is Madonna, but Madonna wasn't when she started. Things are changing. The time signature is changing. Things are changing quicker than ever. His name is Dr. Troy. My name is Jason Dyess. Join us each week, but not next week. And until next we speak, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
That's all, folks.
Bonus coverage here. Just so you know, the last thing I did before I ended the episode was take a screenshot so that I can call Meredith right back. Brilliant, brilliant interview. Talk to you soon.